Since we are now in 2018, I'd like to talk about some New Year's traditions Americans have. New Year's in America is very different from New Year's in Japan. In Japan, New Year's is usually celebrated with family and traditional food. In the U.S., we do not celebrate New Year's in this way. New Year's in the U.S. is one big party. New Year's Eve is one of the, if not the biggest, party nights of the year in the United States. Everyone goes out to bars, clubs, or has house parties with their friends. Everyone dresses up in very nice partying clothes. Lines for clubs are extremely long, but people are willing to wait for a couple of hours to get into the best club in the city. There is always a lot of dancing and drinking going on during New Year's Eve. People tend to go all out and tend to drink more than they should during the night. Most people are waiting for the big countdown. We start the countdown from 10 seconds, and then when we get to zero, we should have a New Year's kiss with someone. It doesn't matter if that person is a stranger or not. If you don't have a New Year's kiss, it means you will have bad luck in the next year. Of course, not everyone participates in this tradition, but it is still very popular these days. However, there is one New Year's tradition that is similar to Japan. In New York, there is a countdown concert. Many artists perform in Times Square, and millions of people, especially families with children, watch from the warmth of their homes. Once the clock strikes midnight, there is a huge glass ball that is in the middle of Times Square. This ball drops at exactly midnight, and confetti showers people who are waiting to see the event. New Year's Day is not special in the U.S. It is simply a recovery day for the festivities from the night before. This is one of the biggest differences in New Year's between Japan and the U.S. How do these traditions sound to you? How do you normally celebrate New Year's?